This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel at the start of a Middle East tour aimed at shoring up the Gaza ceasefire, but he will face the same obstacles that have stifled a wide peace process for more than a decade that includes a hawkish Israel leadership, Palestinian divisions in deeply rooted surrounding Jerusalem and its holy sites. The truce that came into effect Friday and halted the 11-day Gaza war has so far held, but it did not address any of the underlying issues. Blinken is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the region since President Joe Biden assumed office. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating low-lying areas of two Indian states to escape a strong cyclone barreling toward the eastern coast. Cyclone Yaz is expected to make landfall Wednesday in West Bengal and Odisha states. It comes amid a coronavirus surge complicating India's efforts to deal with both. The chief minister in Odisha appealed to people moving to cyclone shelters to wear double masks and maintain social distancing. Thousands of emergency personnel have been deployed in coastal regions of the two states for evacuation and any possible rescue operations. A cyclone that hit India's west coast last week killed more than 140 people. European Union leaders have agreed on a set of sanctions against Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc. The action comes amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet flight between two EU countries in order to arrest an opposition journalist and what the EU leaders have called a brazen hijacking of the Irish carrier Ryanair's plane. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has admitted to missteps in the response to COVID-19. We get more from AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The WHO opened its annual meeting working on a draft resolution that acknowledges missteps in the response to COVID-19. There are serious shortcomings, it said, in the world's ability to prepare for and prevent health emergencies. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus led a round of applause for healthcare workers and then said the world remains in a very dangerous situation. What to do? One thing, he said, get vaccines to all countries faster. In his words, a small group of countries that make and buy the majority of the world's vaccines control the fate of the rest of the world. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the State Department are warning Americans against all travel to Japan because of a surge in coronavirus cases in the country as it prepares to host the Olympics in just 2 months. The twin alerts issued Monday don't ban U.S. citizens from visiting the country, but they could have an impact on insurance rates for travelers and may factor into decisions by Olympic athletes and spectators on whether to compete or attend the games. The White House and Kremlin are working to arrange a face-to-face meeting next month between Presidents Biden and Putin. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
A U.S. official familiar with the planning says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's meeting with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, which another official says is expected to be where the two presidents will meet. Both sides are looking at a summit in mid-June at the end of President Biden's first foreign trip to Europe. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says she's not ready to announce anything just yet.
We're still working on the details.
At the last leaders' summit in July 2018, President Trump refused to side with U.S. intelligence agencies when Putin denied Russian interference in the 2016 election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General says the Trump administration forced migrant parents to leave the United States without their children.
The report contradicts claims by administration officials that migrant parents were willingly leaving their children behind while the parents were deported. The American Civil Liberties Union says some parents were misled, told their child would join them on the plane, but that didn't happen. While the Biden administration is working to reunite hundreds of separated families, it's also trying to house migrant children who are now crossing over the southern border alone.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.